You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You come from a working class background. Your parents work hard but couldn't make ends meet. And then you wind up on a college campus where many students come from wealth and privilege. How do you deal with that? My next guest responded by creating a first-of-its-kind degree program. Starting this fall, students at the University of Michigan will be able to minor in social class and inequality. Lauren Shandoval is a senior at U of M. Lauren, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, so tell us, what kind of classes are in this minor? Are they all new classes or are they existing classes?
So they're all classes that already existed. And so we have a lot of courses in the Women's Studies Department, and there's a substantial number of credits that have to come from the Women's Studies Department. But we also have sociology, history, political science, economics. Basically, every literature, science, and the arts department is represented in this minor.
So give me an example of some of the particular classes that someone would walk away with after they do this minor.
Yeah, we have race class and health. We have a course called Thinking Class, which is subtitled Class Inequality, Our Bodies, the Media, and More. It's a very long title. And that's one of the core courses. And then we also have courses about mass incarceration, you know, police brutality, and stuff that sort of adds a race lens to a class analysis. And so there's a lot of variety there.
As you kind of conceived this minor in social class and inequality, what did you think people might be able to do with it once they graduate?
Yeah, so the minor is complementary to any degree program that a person might go through. And so, for example, someone who's pre-med and wants to become a doctor could take a course like race, class, and health and learn about some of the economic disparities in healthcare. And that could give them extra insight into sort of what their patients are going through and what the healthcare field in general looks like. So it's really useful for adding that social science perspective to whatever degree program you're pursuing.
So when I think about people in pre-law, people in public policy, there are a lot of folks that whatever career plans they have, it would certainly be helped by being aware of social class and inequality.
Oh, absolutely. And as a public policy student myself, I see that, you know, having this insight and perspective into how socioeconomic outcomes are sort of shaped, I think it's really valuable to bring into the policy field because policy is so influenced by how we view these, you know, social hierarchies.
Now, tell us about your own background and how that kind of informed your desire to really create this minor and open people's eyes to social class and inequality.
So I'm originally from Warren, Michigan, in Macomb County, and I grew up pretty working class. And then after my freshman year of high school, I actually transferred to a high school in Oakland County. And so I was able to see firsthand some of the disparities in education that are based on socioeconomic background. And I followed a lot of my peers from that school to the University of Michigan, where that was sort of exacerbated. And there's a lot of wealth at the University of Michigan. And oftentimes that shapes people's outcomes here. They're able to get, you know, higher paying jobs and obtain a higher level of influence in politics and business. And so that's something that I've, you know, taken personal interest in, especially thinking about this idea that we have as Americans that, you know, the harder you work, the more money you make. If you have a lot of money, you have a lot of merit. Growing up watching my parents work really hard to make ends meet and have it just not happen for them was sort of firsthand my way of disproving that.
You gained recognition on campus for a project that you did called Being Not Rich at U of M in response to a campus affordability guide that was put out by the U of M Central Student Government that, by the way, included advice on hiring a maid and on laundry service. It got a huge response. What most stuck with you from that experience?
I think the guide was a way for students from low-income backgrounds and first-generation college students to sort of come together. And those students were able to realize that they weren't alone and that other people were going through it. It really built a sense of solidarity.
Did I understand correctly that actually other campuses have kind of seen that guide and kind of done their own version, that you've kind of inspired people?
Yeah, it was incredible. And so I think the first college to do it was UT Austin in Texas. And then, you know, we've had universities all over the country from Arizona to Nevada to Pennsylvania to DC sort of follow suit. And it's great.
Now, when did the idea come that you and your co-creator, Megan Wheat, of saying, you know what, we need a new minor? How did that come together?
Well, it started in July of 2016, and I had just come from a conversation with a lecturer in the sociology department. We were talking about why class isn't studied in an interdisciplinary and intersectional way in academia. And, you know, Megan and I had just become friends at the time, and we both have a passion for social justice. And so I called her up and I was like, I have to rant about this with you. And from that conversation, we had an idea. It wasn't for a minor initially. Our idea was sort of pared down over time as we became more realistic. But we knew that we thought this was important and we wanted to study it. And from there, it was just a matter of finding allies in the administration and on campus.
And to that point, how receptive was the university and the administration?
It really depended on who we talked to. And so there were some meetings that we'd go into and professors would say, you know, we already have sociology, we already study social stratification and poverty, we don't need something like this. But then we would have these meetings that were very energizing and the professor or administrator would really validate what we thought to be true, which is that we do need to study this in this way. It wasn't until Women's Studies department really started to buy into this idea that it really picked up and became more feasible.
Class really has been at the forefront of public discourse in just the last few years. And you've got people really on both sides of the political spectrum saying we're the champions of the working class. We certainly saw that playing out in the last couple of years, even since the presidential election of 2 years ago. So I'm wondering if you've thought about why are these conversations coming to the forefront at this particular moment?
I think these conversations stem from economic anxiety that people have. And when that happens, you can go one of two ways. You can go sort of the Trumpian way and play on people's xenophobia and racism to sort of get that populist base. Or you can go more of the Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez way. And you can say, you know, we're all in this together. Let's show solidarity for one another and, you know, attack the real problem, which is wealth being concentrated at the top of our society. Historically, times of economic anxiety have brought on these two sort of factions. And I think personally, for me, the showing solidarity with other marginalized groups is the way to go.
What do you hope people who pursue this minor in the nation's very first social class and inequality minor, what do you hope they walk away with?
I hope people realize that socioeconomic backgrounds really do influence outcomes. They influence the education you get, the neighborhood you live in. They influence the job that you end up getting. They influence what your kids end up doing with their lives. And so it's something to really pay attention to, especially in conjunction with other identities like race and gender and sexuality, thinking about how your social class background has influenced your outcomes and how we can make society more egalitarian and meritocratic, which I think that we think that it is, but in reality, it's really not. If you look at studies, there's very little social and economic mobility, particularly for the very top and the very bottom.
Now, I know you're a senior. What's going to happen after graduation for you?
That's a really great question.
The question every senior says, please don't ask me that.
Exactly. We have a few leads. I was going to do a fellowship in my home community of Macomb County for 2 years and work in their local government, but funding's kind of in the air right now. So, you know, we're figuring it out.
You have a lot of company. Well, Lauren Chandoval, we wish you a lot of luck. Co-creator, along with Megan Wheat, of a new minor at the University of Michigan, a minor in social class and inequality. It's great talking with you. Thank you, and best of luck as you figure out the course after you graduate.
Thank you so much for having me.